ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very important question, and that question is about the love of God and its relation to fasting. As you know, we are in the month of Ramadan. This is a very beautiful month. Spiritually, it is a good opportunity for all of us to turn back to God, to make repentance, to do tawbah. This is the month in which the Holy Quran was revealed. It's the month in which we are obliged to fast, as you know. It is also the month in which the Layali al-Qadr, the nights of ordainment, fall. It's the month in which the Imam Ali alayhi salam was martyred. So there's a lot of distinctions about this month, and for this month it has a lot of interesting features to it. One of them is the fact, like we mentioned, that we have to fast. Right, so the question that we want to pose today is this, that we know that fasting is an integral part of religion. In fact, it's one of the pillars of the practical aspect. As you know, religion has two aspects, a theoretical dimension, dimension related to belief, and secondly is a dimension related to practice, a practical dimension. And fasting is one of the pillars of that dimension, along with the ritual prayer, the Hajj, the pilgrimage to Mecca, and also the jihad and the zakat. But we want to ask, even though it's integral, is there something which could perhaps be more important than it? And the question, answer to that question, fortunately, has come to us in the form of a hadith, a prophetic hadith, narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet said to one of his companions, "O servant of Allah, love for the sake of Allah, and hate for the sake of Allah, and befriend for the sake of Allah, and contest for the sake of Allah. For Allah's guardianship is attained only by that, and man will not find the taste of faith, though his prayers and fasting be much, unless he behaves in this way. Right? So true faith is not acquired simply by fasting and prayers. Rather, one also has to love for the sake of Allah, and befriend people for the sake of Allah, hate some people for the sake of Allah, have enmity against some people for the sake of Allah, and so on and so forth. In continuation, the Prophet said, "In this present day, the brotherhood and friendship of the people are mainly for the sake of this world. They love each other for its sake and hate each other for its sake." But, the Prophet said that this is not good, we have to love each other for the sake of Allah. In another hadith, the Prophet has been reported to have said, "The best of practices is to love for the sake of Allah and to hate for the sake of Allah. Afdalul a'mal al-hubbu fillah wal-bughdu fillah ta'ala." Of course, if the second phrase, al-bughdu fillah, hadn't been added, somebody might have interpreted this hadith to mean loving God. But because of this, the second phrase and clause that has been added to the hadith, it's necessary to interpret the hadith to mean loving certain people for the sake of God and disliking certain people for the sake of God. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at what could be greater than fasting in the light of the prophetic hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.